Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 3rd, 2006. It's our joy each weekday morning for Brooksian and I to share these messages with you. Today's message is titled, The Days of Old. And the very short scripture text is from Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Well, I've been on a family reunion over the last several days here in northern Wisconsin, and one of the great features of family reunions is reminiscing, and I've had plenty of that the last couple days as we've been sharing together with one another. This has been a great family tradition since I was a kid, although at that time we didn't consider them reunions, just all getting together at our grandparents'. We remembered the childhood story of when my cousin opened a bottle of cold RC Cola from the machine at the feed mill, and after drinking half the bottle, noticed a dead cockroach at the bottom. Chuckled with another cousin, recalling the time he grabbed a big hedge apple as we rode on the back of a farm wagon behind a tractor. He did not go in time, and it slung him off the wagon and onto his behind. We have a lot of memories like that. We also have some serious memories. It's harder to share and write about these, though. The older you get, the more you have of these memories. And they mean all the more. The scripture text, simple expression. Remember the days of old. Our roots are so important. I believe primarily this verse refers to a recollection of how God has worked in the past as recorded in the scriptures. Our roots also include our own family roots, and we do well to stay connected to remember these days of old as well. And finally, roots also have an application for our own walk with the Lord and our own days of old. Each of us has roots. Some memories are pleasant while others are not. But as we look back, we see God's faithfulness, His provision, and His tender care. This gives us a faith lift for the situations we are currently facing and the various uncertainties that we're currently dealing with. May the Lord help each of us to see the presence of His hand along our earthly journey until we all meet in the promised land. Above all, may we be rooted and grounded in Him. Today, I believe one of the great strategies of Satan is a blurring and de-emphasis of history. Whether that be the deceptions of the revisionist or the extremely poor grasp of history evident among so many, particularly here in America. If Satan can get us to lose perspective of the past, a trap is set for the lie of living only for the now. Forget the past and we place little value on the future, supremely our eternal future. Let's remember the days of old.
Let's pray. Jesus, we read of your great works and miraculous provisions throughout the generations. Remembering the days of old helps us to see that you alone led your people and you blessed them beyond measure. We are not self-sufficient, but our sufficiency is totally reliant on you, the Ancient of Days. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even as you brought your people through in the days of old, you will see us through all the way to the other side of eternity. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. You are my rock and my fortress. In you I will trust.
Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. And thank God for that aspect of our Lord being the Ancient of Days. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're actually preparing this message in Wisconsin before we leave on Saturday evening, knowing that on the road we probably won't have internet access, although this message will actually be posted in podcast on Monday, the 3rd. There are a couple of features on our website today. We are again at www.dailyencouragement.net. I have a photo up of my cousins that were in attendance at this year's reunion. There were 13 of 16 living cousins present. In fact, I say living cousins. Actually, remarkably, although my youngest, the youngest cousin, my sister is almost 50, we're all still living. I also have a cute picture up of a restaurant here in Door County, Wisconsin, that has a grass roof and not a thatched grass, dead grass, but live grass. And goats walk all over the roof eating the grass. What a scene. It sure beats hoisting a lawnmower up on the roof, I suppose. And we have a picture of that up as well. Finally today, there is a supplement to the message that all of you podcast listeners should be able to get. We always try to find a song, or often try to find a song, that fits the theme of the message. And Brookstein suggested a song called Ancient of Days. And I was able to find MP3 audio of that song. And if you go to the site today, you can click on that and listen to that song. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you are listening to the podcast on Monday the 3rd, you can go directly to the website that day for these resources. If not, just go to the website and back up a couple of days to a previous message for the 3rd, or go to the archives and go to July 3rd. Well, have a blessed day today. We expect to be traveling back the next couple of days, and when this is posted on Monday, we should be on the road through Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, Lord willing, and home late Monday night, and then resume this ministry from our home computer on the 4th of July, on Tuesday. Have a blessed day. Stay faithful and encouraged.